holding on the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, three lines on the end of the page. Eluin Ben Abrakim. So the Mishnah had different rules that we discussed yesterday for being mafsik emtsa perek and being mafsik bein haprakim. So the Mishnah had identified what are the bein haprakim. Amrei v'vavam Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda damar bein elokechem le'emes v'yatziv lo yafsik. Between elokechem and emes v'yatziv, one should not be mafsik. He should not stop at all. Now, why would you think you can? Why would you think you can interrupt between elokechem and emes v'yatziv? Because it's bein haprakim. The next paragraph begins with the word emes, so it seems like a good place to stop. What does it mean, lo yafsik? Major discussion in the Rishonim. Does that mean lo yafsik like a bein haprakim, but rather you can only be mafsik like an emtsa haperek situation? Meaning treat it like an emtsa haperek? Or does that mean lo yafsik klal? You cannot be mafsik at all whatsoever. So, okay, that's the discussion we shouldn't have. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What is the logic for Rabbi Yehuda? The chsiv, because the pasuk says, Hashem Elokim Emes. Pasuk says, Hashem Elokim Emes. That's why we don't want to be mafsik between Elokim and Emes. Emes is so fundamental to our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so you include emes as part of the end of the third paragraph of Shema. Do you have to then say emes again as part of the next paragraph, because it really belongs to the next paragraph? So do you say the word emes again? Rabba Amar, Eino Chozer Yomer Emes. So if I ask you the question, do you say emes again? The answer is, like it usually is, Machlokas. Machlokas, do you say emes again or not? There was a guy that came in front of Rabba. Shame Rabba, Damar Emes Emes Trey Zimni. Rabba heard that the guy said Emes twice. Remember, Rabba's the one that said, Einochos of Yomer Emes, that you're not supposed to repeat Emes. So Rabba is listening to this guy saying Shema, and he heard him say, Emes, Emes Trey Zimni. Amar Rabba, call Emes, Emes Tafsilai. He says, ah, this guy's got like the Emes disease. He's just, you know, saying Emes all the time. It's not something that you should be doing. You should only say one Emes. I guess it's better in Aramaic. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef. Before that, Machlokas, point number one, Machlokas, if you say Emes twice, Rabbi Yochanan says yes, Rabba says no. And Rabbi likes mocking people who do it. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef, Kama Ma'al Yahash Maitza. How amazing is the following teaching? The Chesed of Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar, when Shmuel Bar Yehuda came, he reported that Amri B'Ma'arava, they say in Eretz Yisrael, Arvis and Marav, Daber B'nei Yisrael V'Marta Alehem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And that's it. That's the whole third paragraph of Shema. They really cut it down to just, to its bare bones. Amle Abai, Maimal Yusa, why is that awesome? What's so great about that? Vamrav Kanam Rav, Lo Yaskil Vimhiskul Gomer. Didn't we learn that if you want, you don't have to start the Parsha of Vayomer at night, because it's a Parsha of Tzitzis, and Laila's loves Man Tzitzis, so I don't think, Rav Kanam Rav says, I don't think you actually have to say that Parsha, but if you're going to say it, then Gomer, then you gotta say it. You can't just cut it down and, you know, say a few words here and there. And if you're going to say, no, that's the whole kunz of this, is that you never even started it. Because just saying, that's not even counted as a haschala. That if you got that far, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael would not be haschala. But V'amart Aleim would be haschala. What does the word haschala mean? Beginning. How do you begin the parsha? Yeah, once you say one word, isn't that already aschal? What does it mean? That it's not aschal until you say, you know, not seven words, nine words. Why would we call it aschal only when you get to a certain number of words? So the understanding is that I think Rashi says, someone says that it's not called aschal because it's not even like it's so nondescript. The words are so nondescript in terms of what they're about. Until you get into the actual meat of the parsha, it could just be a random phrase, and it's not obvious that you're reading a parsha at all until you get a certain number of words into it. So anyway, so the question is: so what's this milim al yisav? Why is this such a great teaching that you that they would say this very abbreviated form? Amar of Papa Kasabri b'Marava, they hold in Eretzol v'Amart Aleim Nami lo havi Aschala. That even v'Amart Aleim is not Aschala, Ada Amar v'Asulam Tzitzis. Until you get to v'Asulam Tzitzis, then it starts being very descriptive of what it's really all about. Amar Abayi Hilkach Anan Aschuli Maschulinan to Kamaschuli b'Marava. So he says, so we start the parsha because they would start it in Eretzol. But v'kivin das chelinon migmer nami gamrinon. Once we start saying the third parsha of Shema at night, we also finish saying the third parsha of Shema at night. Tam Rav Kanam Rav lo yaschil v'mischil gomer. Rav Kanam Rav says you don't have to start, but if you start, you do need to complete it. So how would you summarize that? Main point number two. What would you say? Can you do an abridged version of the third paragraph of Shema? Yosef thought, great idea. And Abaye said that we started, and since we started, we ended. We say the whole thing. And since we started, we have to say the entire thing. Okay. Chia bar Rav Amar. Chia bar Rav says as follows. Amar ani Hashem Elokeichem, tzorich lomar emes. If a guy says ani Hashem Elokeichem, he has to say emes. Says Rashi, Amar ani Hashem Elokeichem dahainu, parshas tzitzis. I mean, it's not any time you say the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem. When you're saying the parsha of Tzitzis, you gotta say Emes because of Hashem Elokim Emes. Lo Amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Eino Tzorech Lomar Emes. But if you don't say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you don't have to say Emes. Says the Gemara, but what do you mean if you don't? If you don't say the third parsha of Shema, V'boilit Kuri Yitzias Mitzrayim. But you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Remember, we had, Rashi points out, Tavid Beis on Beis, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim, Balelos. So yeah, how could you get away without saying the third parsha? Da Amar Hachi, you say the following. Modem anachnu lach Hashem Elokeinu shotzei sanu me'aretz Mitzrayim v'vti sanu mi'beis avadim v'asis lalanu nisim gvoros al yam v'sharnu lach. You say, thank you Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. So you do mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is not in the form of the third parsha of Shema. But you do mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, in point number three, there's an alternate way of fulfilling, an alternative way of fulfilling Skaras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Amar Bishop Ben Karcha, Lama Kadma Par Shema. Remember that? What did the Mishnah say? Why do we say Parsha of Shema before Vayim Shema? Seems like not a good chazir. Kabbalah's Malch Shema before Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Why Vayim Shema before Vayomer? Because mitzvahs that apply day and night before mitzvahs that are only during the day, like tzitzis. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Tanya. It makes sense that Shema should come before Vayim Shema, because the Shema is about learning, and Vayim Shema is lelamid, is about teaching. V'dibar tabam is lilmod. And the limad tamosam esmenechem is lilamed, Rashi points out. Obviously, one needs to learn before they can teach. If one doesn't know anything, they have nothing to teach. A fact that I defy every single day. Vahayim shema levayomer. One says vayim shema before the parsha of vayomer. Shazel lilmod vizelasos. That learning, teaching, all great, but lasos has to be after you learn. That's the famous story of the Chazan. Was it the Chazanish? Not story, but Chazanish says that if you only have a few minutes a day to learn, so the famous story they tell is, I think, with Rav Yisrael Salant, should you learn Musar or should you learn Halacha? And he said, you should learn Musar because then you'll realize you have more than a few minutes a day to learn, and then you'll be able to do both. But Chazanish said, but practically speaking, if you really don't have much time, you should learn Halacha, because Musar is going to tell you to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you will have no idea how to do that. The only way to know how to do that is if you actually learn what to do. You need to be lomade in order to la'asos. So it says Gemara, Atu Shema Lilmod Ispe Velamed Velasos Laspe. Why, you think the first parasha of Shema only has about learning? It doesn't have about teaching? It doesn't have about doing? Vaksiv Vishinantem Ukshartem Uchsavtem. Don't you see there are mitzvahs in there? Mitzvah tefillin, mitzvah mezuzah. There are mitzvahs in there. Vesu vahayim shemoah. And furthermore, vahayim shemoah is lilo disbe vlasos lesbe. Is really only about teaching. It's not about doing. Vaksiv ukshartem, uchsavtem. These are mitzvahs. These are doing. Elohachikam. What we're meant to say is as follows. Bedinu shetiktim shema levayim shemoa, shezel lilmod ulalamed ulasos. Vayim shemoa levayomer, sheze yeshba lilamed velasos. Vayomer inva elolasos bavad. Meaning, the first parasha of Shema has all three themes. Second parasha, only two of them. Third parasha, only one. So we go from having all of the themes of lilmod lilamed lasos to having only lilamed lasos to having only lasos. And that's the order. That's why it goes that way. It says more of a tapek lemid Reb Shubin Karcha. And what was wrong with Reb Shubin Karcha's explanation of why, of the order of Shema, meaning the one that appeared in the Mishnah about Kabbalah's Halach Shemayim before Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that apply day and night before mitzvahs that only apply a day. So Chad of Yod Kama. It's a Chad of Yod. What's Chad of Yod? It's a good reason. We're giving another reason. I love Rabbi Shimon Karcha's reason, but I got another one also. There may be multiple reasons. This is not the kind of thing where one guy's got to be wrong. One is right, one is wrong. First reason is great. Rabbi Shimon Karcha's reason. Be mekabel machshemayim, then all mitzvos. Va'od mishum di isbe hani mili achronaisa. And furthermore, you also have this other thing, that it has all three themes in the first parasha, and then only two in the second, etc. So, main point, whatever, number four, another reason for the Seder HaParshios is that Shema has lilmod lilamed lasos, vahaya lilmod lilamed lasos, and vayomer lasos. Says the Gemara further, Rav Mashi Yadei V'Kara Kriya Shema V'Anach Tfilin V'Tzali. Rav had the following schedule. He would wash his hands, say Shema, put on Tfilin, and daven. Asks the Gemara, V'Hechi Avid Hachi. How could he do that? V'Atanya. Didn't we learn in the Brisa? Chofer Kuch L'meis V'Kever Patim R'Kriya Shema U'min HaTfilin and HaTfilin V'Kol Mitzvah Samurus B'Torah. If a person digs a crypt for a dead body to be buried in, he's parted from Kriya Shema, Tefillah, Tefillin, and all mitzvahs. He gives man Kriya Shema. When this man Kriya Shema comes, Ola, he should go out of there, v'notal yadav, wash his hands, u'maniach Tefillin, put on Tefillin, v'kori Kriya Shema, say Shema, u'mispalo. So, don't you see a problem over there? Right? The order has been changed. So it says, "Hagufa kasha, Reisha Amar Pater v'Seif Chayiv." Wait. Anyway, that whole thing just didn't make any sense. You just got through saying he doesn't have to do anything, and when he's doing everything, here's how you do it. But we just say he doesn't have to do anything. So it says, "Marholo kasha, Seifa betray v'Reisha b'Chad." This is Kordon Shulchan Aruch. Seifa is talking about if you have two people, so one guy takes a break while the other guy is still digging, and the Reisha is talking about when there's only one person. You're the only digger. So you need to dig that grave. You can't take any breaks to do mitzvahs. But okay, fine. So we took care of that. But mikol makom kasha l'rav. But it's, the order is still problematic. It's tefillin before Shema, apparently. Not like Rav did, where he said Shema before tefillin. Says Gemara, Rav k'Rabishu ben Karcha sirlei. Tomer ol malch shemayim t'chila v'achar kach ol mitzvahs. Rav holds like Rabishu ben Karcha. At first you need to say Shema, because that's Kabbalah ol malch shemayim. Then start getting involved in mitzvahs. If you put on tefillin before Shema, you're doing mitzvahs before Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim. Says the Gemara, wait. Did Rabbi Shoben Karcha say, be careful, from the time you wake up in the morning, don't do any mitzvahs until you say Shema? If your kid says good morning to you, don't be nice to him, because being nice to people is a mitzvah. Avoid all mitzvahs, because you haven't yet been Kabbalah Shemayim. No, what did Rabbi Shoben Karcha say? What was he explaining? When he said Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim has to come before Kabbalah's mitzvahs? The order of the parshios, nothing to do with you can't do any mitzvos. Emor Damer Rabbi Shimon Karchel Haktim Kriya LeKriya. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon Karchel was saying, read this parsha before that parsha. Kriya LeAsiya Mishamet Lei. Did he ever say anything about Kriya before Asiya, that you have to say Shema before you do anything? Vesu Mishamet Lei Rabbi Shimon Karchel. And furthermore, does Rav really hold the Rabbi Shimon Karchel anyway?
Vam Rechiyah Barashi told us that Zimn and Sagiyin have a kibna kamed Rav. Plenty of times, I was by Rav, Umaktim Umashi Yadeh, he would go and he'd wash his hands, Umevarich, and he would say a bracha, Umasnilan Pirkin, and he would say a Birchas HaTorah, Umasnilan Pirkin, then he would teach us the Shir, Umanach Tfilin, he'd put on Tfilin, Vahadar Kari Kriya Shema. And then he would say Kriya Shema. So you see that he would learn Torah before saying Kriya Shema. And learning Torah is a mitzvah. Really good one too. So he was doing this mitzvah before saying Kriya Shema. So how can you tell me he yells like that? And if you're going to tell me, no, he woke up at like 4 a.m. You know, it wasn't time yet to say Shema. So he was saying the shir, he was learning Torah, teaching Torah, because it was really super early. Imkein, Maya Sadasi Rebbechiah Barashi. Well then, what's the big chiddush of Rebbechiah Barashi? That this is what he would do. Of course he would do that. Why not? It says, Mar lafuke lemandi amar, lemishneh in sarach levarech. Still a chiddush. What's a chiddush? That even though he was just teaching Mishnayos, he said Birchas HaTorah. Even though he was just saying Mishnayos. Why is that a chiddush? Oh, remember we had a whole Gemara discussed. What do you say Birchas HaTorah for? Only Mikra. Oh, maybe Mikra and Medrash. Maybe Mikra, Medrash and Mishnah. Maybe Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah and Gemara. But Machlokas, all four opinions. So that's the Chiddush. Kama Shmolim, Da'af Mishnah, Nami Tzarech Levarech. Mikom Malkam Kasha L'Rav. But the bottom line is, this is still a problem for Rav. What's the problem for Rav? Well, he did it in the wrong order, right? That he would say Kriya Shema and then put on his tefillin. So shlucha hu da'avis. What does that mean? Shlucha hu da'avis? Says Rashi, hashliach kilkel. She icher lahavi lo tefillin meikara v'yigiyaz man kriya shema v'huska klikros k'dei shalei yavar azman. V'chimat shlucha tefillin anchinim. What happened was, Rav was waiting for someone to bring him his tefillin. He said to his kid, oh, I forgot my tefillin, go home and go grab my tefillin. Kid comes back with a Shabbos talis. Come on. Go back home, get me the tefillin, and the kid comes back with whatever. You know, whatever, kids play tefillin or something. There's such a thing as play tefillin. You know, so until he finally comes back with the tefillin, it's already too late. So he had to say Kriya Shema, not because he wanted to. He had to say Kriya Shema because he had no choice at that point. Next thing we're going to learn about is, can you say Kriya Shema without tefillin? Is there some sort of iser in saying Kriya Shema without tefillin? But that's the main point over here. The main point is, you should put on tefillin before Kriya Shema unless you don't have any time. Unless you don't think you're going to get your tefillin in time for Kriya Shema. Right? That's what the Gemara seems to conclude over here. Your tefillin should be on before Kriya Shema unless you don't think you're going to get your tefillin in time for this man Kriya Shema. So, right, that too. All right, we will stop there. Plenty of time for Chazara.